Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Kent Backus of NCBA. What's going on with Korea? Back on that in just a moment.
Mueller Incorporated is a leading manufacturer of prefabricated steel buildings and residential metal roofing. For more than 85 years, our business has been built on a solid foundation of customer trust, satisfaction, and, of course, a quality product. People like Texas Tom depend on Mueller.
Anybody can sell you a metal building. Mueller thinks outside the box. They work closely with the people that are erecting these buildings. They have a great coordination, great communication, and it's a very smooth transaction. I trust Mueller all the way. I have the assurance that Mueller is going to be here in the future when I need to expand my business, and I know that the quality will be the same year after year.
We want shopping for a steel building or metal roof for your home to be a pleasant experience. Mueller's goal is to understand your needs and provide help and assurance before, during, and after your purchase. Visit us online today at MuellerInc.com.
When it comes to export destinations for U.S. beef, Korea is number two with a bullet. Kent Backus with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says that while a lot of that can be attributed to Koreans simply loving great-tasting beef, it's also all about a successful trade deal that was brokered several years ago.
I mean, the Korea Free Trade Agreement is a prime example of how trade agreements can benefit U.S. agriculture. When you look at our sales prior to the implementation of the Korea Free Trade Agreement, we were already starting to trend up. But we still ran into this massive 40% tariff that really it limited our potential there. We were subject to more competition from, cheaper sources, countries like Australia, other places like that. And we were still recovering from the BSE scare. Keep in mind, 10 years ago, in June 2008, there were 600,000 people protesting in the streets of Seoul over the importation of U.S. beef. And now we're the number one source of beef imported into Korea. And we have overtaken the Australians. We have essentially pushed them out of a lot of the major markets. We have captured a lot of the fresh market, which is the high-value products there. And really, we're on track now to surpass last year's record-setting export numbers just through September. So, I mean, this is a great market for us. It's a billion-dollar market. Just through August, as the latest numbers show, it was a $1.15 billion market for us. So this is big. And a lot of why that's happened is that there's a lot of demand in Korea. They really enjoy the high-quality U.S. beef that they can purchase. But bringing that tariff down has opened up a lot of opportunities for other consumers that we didn't reach before. And so I think we haven't really even met our full potential there. That tariff is only about halfway to zero. That 40% tariff will go all the way to zero here in just a few more years. And between now and then, we still have about an 8% tariff rate advantage over the Australians. We'll have that for another 5 or 6 years. That gives us an opportunity to really market to the Korean consumers and develop a very loyal and regular client base there. And you keep in mind, this is a growing market. These consumers love beef. They love our beef. We've come a long way in the last 10 years, and we still have a lot of unmet potential in that market.
Kent Backus of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association with the U.S. Beef Korean success story. The latest numbers as released by USDA, compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation this week, show, of course, for August numbers. And the beef exports in August to South Korea from the U.S. up 42% from a year ago in volume, 24,482 metric tons. Another new value record set at $176 million. That's up 60% from a year ago. The January through August numbers are now up 39% from a year ago as far as volume. The value at $1.15 billion, as Kent mentioned, up 54% from a year ago and just short of the 2017 full year record of $1.22 billion. Through August, U.S. beef accounted for 58% of Korea's chilled imports under the Korea-U.S. Free Trade Agreement that took effect in 2012. Korea's duty rate on imports of U.S. beef is now down to 21%, will be eliminated by the year 2026. These terms are preserved in the revised chorus agreement that was signed at the end of September by the Trump administration and the South Korean government. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Listen up, cattlemen. You won't want to miss the upcoming Blackjack Farms and Guests annual female production sale happening Saturday, October 13th. This year features 69 lots of spring bull and heifer pair splits, fall calving heifers and cows, most with calves at their side, spring calving bred heifers, and fall yearling donor prospects. 130 head total of quality Angus-based genetics. The sale kicks off at 12:30 at the ranch near Seminole. Get there early to have lunch and to look around. For more information or to get your sale catalog, call sale manager Matt Sims at 405-641-6081. That's 405-641-6081.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.